Welcome to today's episode of the Pestigen Podcast with your pretty pesty co-hosts, Jenny and Candace, as they bring you an engaging conversation. This episode features David Dorfman from Rodentstop in Southern California, who shares how his team manages to cover an impressive 80-mile radius, visiting up to 50 homes a day, all while leveraging the power of AI to revolutionize their pest control approach. The discussion includes tackling rodent challenges with his unique approach and maintaining exceptional sanitation standards. Packed with insights on sustainable pest management, this episode uncovers the secret behind Rodentstop's success and explores how technology is shaping the future of pest control. So grab your gear and secure your service bag because you're in for one wild ride.
It's time for the Pestigen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome to another episode of Pestigen Podcast. My name is Jenny. I am here, the Midwestern Hobbit, and I'm here with my lovely, beautiful Candace. How are you, Candace?
I'm doing good. Yeah, it's already been crazy, and it's, once again, it's Tuesday. Like, what is it with the beginning of the week being incredibly stupid lately? But how has your week been?
Yeah, it hasn't been too eventful, but, like, I'm ready for Friday.
Right?
I'm ready for the weekend already, but I retake my termite on Friday. So I get to go out with Richard tomorrow on a termite with him. And I'm just bringing my book and I'm going to be studying and asking him questions and helping him and doing all the things. And then, but you have a birthday coming up, girlfriend.
I do. On Thursday.
Yes.
And Brad Harvey.
Halloween, baby.
The Papa Cheese Bag. We share the same birthday, just 20 years apart. Whatever.
Right. Who's counting?
Whatever. He's a long-lost brother of 20 years or something. I don't know.
Give or take.
The best way, I swear to God, to get the info for a test is to literally ask people. The books are just stupid anymore, I swear. Because that's how I finally passed my Gen Pest, was getting info from Jack as I was headed in to go take my test. I'm like, what's this? What's that? What's this? What's that? And then I passed it. So yeah, pick his brain tomorrow. Yep. Everything he's doing, anything he's inkling, I'm not 100% sure. Just ask him and forewarn him that you're going to be talking all the time.
Yes. And I'm going to bring the paper that breaks down the parts that I needed to learn more. So I focus on that because I was only 6 questions away from passing. So I'm not too worried, but still I need to put in the brain meats work and grind it. But yeah. So without further ado, we have a very special guest with us today.
We do.
How are you today, David?
I am good. Thank you so much. How are you guys?
We're good. So happy to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I was listening to what you said right now. I'd love to give you a tip that I actually used when going to take my test, my branch too, was I asked my ChatGPT to give me, all the, 2024 test questions and answers, and that's what I studied, and I passed.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Man, AI. It's a lifesaver, man.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
I use it all the time for so many things. It's like my personal secretary.
Yeah, definitely. And you have kids too, but my 10-year-old sometimes will say things to me why do I need to learn how to write a paragraph? We have AI for that. And I'm just oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's wild, the world they're growing up in. Whereas we're just ooh, my life's easier now.
Right.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. The other day I was trying to upload a video, a Rodentstop video. And then I asked him, I said, I'm going to upload a video. Can you please write a description for me? He wrote me descriptions. 20 different tags, just copy and paste. It's unreal.
Yep.
How amazing. Just amazing.
Yep. Yep.
Really, if you know how to use it, you could really get far.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like Candace and I like to pick out the people who use it.
Yes. It's always fun doing that. But my son the other day told me that the new trick at school, because like the teachers can tell when AI's been used to write said paragraph, is he said if you start the beginning of the year only using AI, then they'll never be able to tell like the difference between your writing to AI's writing. And I'm like, they probably can.
Yeah, they probably can. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you got to probably do some edits and stuff, but overall, you know, it's great.
Yeah, for sure.
You can always tell, okay, like, really the ones helpful. That just, like, strictly copy and paste, because it always has a bunch of emojis in it, just randomly.
Yeah.
You know? And seriously, like, I have no problem using it for, like, a jump-off base or jump-off, you know, to, like, get your brain working, get an idea, but refine it, still make it you. Like, don't make it complete AI.
Right.
Sure. I just designed billboards. We put up some billboards, and I had to design a bunch for me. With like different this and different colors, and it just, because I better see and look and be like, okay, I don't know which one to choose.
Right. Yeah. That is
it's
so
hard
cool.
Sometimes.
Yeah. More options, more decisions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you work, so you own Rodent Stop, right?
Yeah, I co-own it with my father, Zeev Dorfman.
Oh, nice. So what exactly does it, like, so you guys just strictly do rodent stuff, or... What's your company all about?
So our company, Rodent Stop, we've been doing this for probably over 20 years by now. And what we originally we started as a indoor air quality company. Okay. And we were, you know, still doing a lot of the similar stuff, but, you know, cleaning attics and things like that that were getting people sick. So like, you know, people are sitting in their homes getting sick. They don't know why, but they have their attic, which is 4 feet away from them, you know, and there's like recessed lighting that are not sealed. They're like literally open from the attic, unless you specially seal them. And so all the stuff from the attic, you know, just kind of seeps through into the living space, and people are breathing it, you know, getting sick with all sorts of stuff, a lot of allergies. And so that's what we used to do, you know, it's clean it up, get rid of allergies that way, not through medication. Yeah. And then we saw that a lot of the problems were connected to rodent problems. So infested attic, you know, and like all them messing up the insulation. So now you get fiberglass and all this stuff kind of mixed up and you're breathing it. So we went ahead and kind of merged to like more rodent, you know, got our licenses, did all that stuff. My dad, who is like a mad scientist, I want to say, he invented this formula, which kills their sense of direction. Okay, for the rats and mice. And let's talk about rats, because rats are really the biggest problem, you know, when it comes to rodents, not so much the mice. But the problem with the rodents, again, is that they cause a lot of damages. They leave a lot of waste behind. And, you know, dealing with them is, you know, main part of it is cleaning up and sanitation and getting rid of all that stuff. It's like, it's actually important for any pest. First thing, sanitation, right? You got to clean it up.
That's like the main
thing when dealing with rats and mice. And so what I was saying is that when we used to do that, a lot of the calls were related to that. So we merged over and, you know, I have a lot of construction background and my dad has a lot of, you know, like I said, you know, he's just able to put stuff together and he made this formula, which is completely organic. It just kills their scent. It's not to kill them. You know, because we're not trying to kill them. We know there's millions of them.
Oh, yeah.
The point is for us to eliminate more nesting areas for them, you know. So one house, two house, three house, 1 million houses, 5 million houses. These are all problematic. These are all like little communities that are making problems. So our main thing, again, is we have one treatment that we literally do for every house, every business. Number one, sanitation, cleaning up, disinfecting, both for health and safety, but also because, again, that's what attracts them and makes them very aggressive. Like if an attic is super infested, that's going to call more rodents from like a 3 mile radius. Yeah. And they're always going to come. And that's why people are like, I don't understand. I seal these holes and then all of a sudden they see like a hole through the screen and they don't understand that scent up there, that perfect environment for them, which is a bunch of droppings, a bunch of urine, a bunch of nesting materials. This is a great environment for them. And they're attracted to it. And they get super aggressive when it's super infested. So somebody who has been trapping for, I don't know, 5 years, let's say, okay, or even 7 months, you know, trapping is really only good for the first month, if you ask me. If you want to extend it to 3 months, okay, but usually because their behavior is identical and they're all exactly the same, unreal how, you know, so like usually after 3 months, like when people will call and they'll say, listen, I see droppings in the kitchen. That lets me know that he's had the problem for 3 months. If they tell me this, I know exactly how long it's been going on because it's exactly the same in every house. It's unbelievable. The only difference, again, is the type of structure, you know, how the builder made certain things. And then, you know, they have different openings, different cavities in the attic over here, over there. But ideally, our treatment includes sanitation, sealing all entry points, which, you know, the average house will close 60 openings at least. The average house. And the reason for that is because, you know, we need to seal anything the size of a quarter for rats, and then anything the size of a dime for mice and baby rats. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now people, many, many people mistake baby rats for mice. They don't know the difference. Yeah. So they think it's mice. Usually the rats are the problem. We barely see mice. It's really only the rats that really are. They're very smart and they're just very strong and very, very capable.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
To put this in context, what region do you live in?
I would look in the LA County.
Okay. So, So California, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Where are you guys?
Okay.
I'm in Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, so she's your neighbor.
Nice.
And I'm all the way in Indiana, so I'm in the Midwest. So,
oh wow, yeah, yep. We work in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So are you restricted on rodenticides? Are you not able to use them, or is that kind of why you guys utilize the tools that you do?
Yeah, so we actually don't use any rodenticides, any mm-hmm. pesticides, any chemicals whatsoever. All our treatments are IPM. And when I say all our treatments, I mean our one treatment that we do the same way. So like I said, sanitation, cleanup, scent elimination, which we have our own product. That's our product that really allows us to give either a 5-year warranty or a lifetime warranty, depending on the structure.
Oh, wow.
We have a very good warranty. Somebody calls me in a few years. We go out there free of charge. We check it out. Most of the time, it's some plumber or cable guy who came and just left a hole. It's like ridiculous. It's always the same thing. Like this house was treated. And so that's usually the case. But, you know, because they're very smart and very aggressive, if you apply those few steps, you can solve the problem. You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Pretty, yeah.
That's a huge warranty. Wow.
Yeah.
Huge warranty. And like I said, I told you, we close a bunch of openings, you know, in the roof, in the kitchen, in the laundry room. Like it's pretty standard. Like now in every house, it's like we always check the all the things, you know? When we do the inspection, it's like a 40-point inspection, you know? We check for everything. We check in where they affected, which areas they affected, where they're getting in from. And speaking of AI, you know, we are completely AI driven. So most of our treatments will have an inspector, a licensed inspector, go out, inspect everything, take pictures, and then we'll send all that information to our supercomputer, which will then generate 3 treatments, all backed up with different guarantees. One is a 3-year, 5-year, and a lifetime warranty.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I know. So cool. Yeah. Like I know California has like their own type of rodenticide that they can use. So that's really cool that you've like figured out a way to get around even using rodenticide. I'm not the hugest fan of it, but here I am. I use it.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, we've never ever used anything poison, nothing. We just always, because we know that we're not going to win the war against rats. Even though we're trying to, we're not, you know, and it's like just trapping and killing a bunch of rats. It's like, what's the point of that? It's not solving the problem. There's a bunch of poop up there. It's not healthy. So it's like, what is the point? And people don't know because they go to the hardware store, traps are being sold, so it's legal. Poison is being sold, so it's legal, and they just buy it. But they don't really know. A lot of people don't know that it could hurt their dog. And a lot of people don't know how many things are in the way here.
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing why it should be left in the hands of professionals, but it always isn't. So,
Yeah. I mean, listen, most people, they'll set up a trap. Okay, great. Or they'll set up a poison bait, whatever. But what about the cleanup? What about sealing the holes? Like, you have things here now to take care of this problem. And because rodents, you know, they're considered like a pest, you know, a lot of people just kind of let it go for a while, and they'll do the trapping for months. Because, again, they have a pest control exterminator who comes to their house, and that's what he recommends. And listen, I'm sorry to say this on the air, but it seems like as long as there's a problem, you keep paying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And why not just solve the problem? Don't charge me every month now. Don't charge me every month for a problem that still remains. And then I have to come in there and clean everything up and do like a real treatment. So in a way, it's great for me. It's great for me what they're doing, but it's not great for the problem, you know, because it's just getting worse. There's no way I can handle, even with cover in most of Southern California, this problem is so huge. And I don't know if you know, but LA was just voted rattiest city in the United States.
I actually did see that recently.
Yeah.
Because I was looking it up because I had heard that Portland was up there in like the top 10. But when I actually looked at the list, I think it was like 40 or something like that. I'm like, that's not the top 10. What are you talking about? Either way, whatever.
Whatever. There's a lot of rats up there.
Yeah. There's lots of rats everywhere. And yes, I've had so many of the people go, well, there's no rats here. I just see these little mice. No, that's a baby rat. Or the people that think that mice are baby rats that grow into rats. There's no adult mouse.
Right.
There's no baby rat. It's mice and then big honking rats. You're like, no, they're different.
They're different. Definitely different. I'm telling you, the mice, they don't really cause problems. It's the rats.
Ours do here. We have
a place.
I was
about to say, we get bad mice here.
Yeah. We do deal with rats, but I swear majority of it is mice here. And we just went into a rodent job from a lady that got evicted. Never let us in. She was in a duplex. She never let us in, pretending she wasn't home. The property manager never sent anything to let us go in. But she finally got evicted. We've gone in. We've had this place for 10 days and have killed 71 mice out of it. No rats. 71 mice.
Well.
And some of those were caught in traps. Some of those, my husband was playing whack-a-mole with them. Just taking his knife and just killing them. But it's like, we got, you know, all her garbage and everything is still there. And like, the rodent droppings and everything back behind her stove. It's like, how did you live in that? Because there ain't no damn way in hell you didn't smell that.
Yeah, crazy, right?
When it smells like a hamster cage when you walk in, something's wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how people, I guess they're really immune to it because we see a lot of homes with just like, I don't know how people could live like that. It's crazy. And they shouldn't.
It is. No.
Yeah. That's the thing with where I am. I'm like in the middle of the corn. So it is like mainly mice here and field mice and house mice. And it can be very hazardous sanitation wise. So I think it's really cool that you guys do focus on the sanitation. Whereas most pest controllers, you know, we're not a cleaning service. We aren't, you know, we'll come in and kill your problem, but you know.
We're not a cleaning service.
Yeah. And that's where it's hard because if the client doesn't work with you to upkeep the sanitation and stuff, that it gets, it's hard. It sure is.
Yeah. See, I was just going to bring that up. It's like I've killed mice out of inside of houses, you know, and they're gone. Haven't seen any in months, whatever. But when I look under things and I'm still seeing old droppings, I'm going, why haven't you cleaned this yet? Like, the rest of your house is clean. Why are we not cleaning under cabinets? So that's gross. Like, clean this out. Because, like Jenny said, I'm not a cleaning service. I will clean the rodents out of your place. But yeah, the, okay. you know, sanitation and all that. And I know that it's a thing that I could completely add on, and but I'm not equipped to do that. So, and I'm not going to sell a service that I'm not 100% confident in. And sanitizing rodent droppings and urine, I'm not confident in it, so I won't do it.
Right. But I think it's cool that that's your guys' approach. So have you worked with your dad your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much. We're a very close family. Just the four of us, my parents and my brother. But yeah, we're a close family. And I've been working with my dad, you know, as long as I can remember.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we both bring different skills to the table. And yeah, it's great. I mean, we're able to put this treatment together, you know, for a problem that is pretty much unsolvable, let's say. And we're able to solve it. You know, and it's a few major steps, but it works, you know? I mean, it works.
Now, like you're saying that you offer different warranties, like 3-year, 5-year, and lifetime. Have you had, like, anybody, like, come back hard on you? Like, you know, they say they just got, like, the 3-year, and it was, like, 2.5, and they're, like, screaming that they had rodents again, and it's all your fault, or anything crazy like that ever happened? Because obviously people are going to be like, hey, you know, I've seen a rodent again. Can you come check your stuff? But has anybody, like, freaked out on it?
I mean, listen, people freak out. You know, there's a lot of freak out, especially because having a rodent issue is not comfortable. Some people are really scared of it. Really, especially here in LA, you know, a lot of people are very dramatic. So, you know, there's a lot of different calls, and some people are just like, it's funny, you know, like they're just like, they like blame us for the rodent issue. It's like, listen, don't get mad at me. You let this thing go. You called us. Here we are to help you. Don't take this out on us. We did nothing.
Right.
And now, you know, you get a lot of people, different people. Yeah. You got a lot of people with different moods, and you know how it is. But overall, no, listen, we tell everybody everything. We don't hide anything from anybody. We don't take advantage of seniors. Like, we don't do any of that. We tell everybody everything. We do a report. We give them everything. We don't pressure sale. We have payments that we give them if they need at zero interest. Like, we just do whatever we can to help the community, to try to take care of this problem. And yeah, I think we're in the right direction to, you know, listen, every neighborhood we took over, we pretty much solve it, you know, like we'll take over a neighborhood, how bad, boom, and we'll take care of it. So like I said, it's a very aggressive treatment, and it's always done the same exact way. And that's what we do. Like if we do commercial, for example, somebody called me from commercial, like they have a roll-up gate, you know, we can professionally seal that for them, professionally replace or clean somebody's drop ceilings. Just a lot of important things that are important, you know, for the employees and for a lot of things, obviously, mostly to get rid of the problem.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, you said you have a brother. Does he work with you as well?
No, he doesn't. He's actually in the real estate industry.
Very cool.
Okay. Yeah, he's in the real estate industry. And yeah, he's a good guy. Good brother.
That's awesome. It's always helpful.
That's awesome.
When, like,
I love that your family is so close.
Yeah, listen, we're always there for one another, you know? And that's like such a great, that's just such a great foundation to have, really. Because you don't really ever have to worry, you know? You know, people, there's people there who love you and care for you and are there to protect you. And, you know, I work with my dad. I'm not worried about him cheating me or stealing me, you know what I mean? Like, it's not even a thought. But yeah, it's great family. My brother lives here. He's got 2 kids, and my parents are out here also. You know, we meet every Friday for family dinner. And just enjoying life, enjoying LA.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this? Or did we already go over that?
I think we did. I told you a little over 20 years now.
Oh, okay, yeah. My bad.
So combining the air quality and then the pest control with the air quality and the construction, which is the proofing and stuff. So as you see, we're putting like literally three different industries into one. You see?
Yeah.
That's the only way to solve these crazy guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what we do. So yeah, we're over 20 years. We have a lot of reviews, a lot. And, you know, we do the same thing. You can't mess it up.
And did you say you guys have a product or is it just a service? Are you selling a product?
No, we do not sell our product. Our product is for
service.
Personal use, but for our personal use, meaning we use it for every treatment. Like, there's no treatment that we don't use it.
Okay.
We have to, because if you tell me, listen, I don't want you to spray this, then I can't give you a warranty. If you tell me, hey, I don't want you to close the hole, I just want you to spray, I can't give you a warranty. You know what I mean? And what's the point in that? The point is to do it all together and solve the problem. Say goodbye. Forget about the problem. Not deal with rats, set traps every day, and keep dealing with a problem. Living with a rat. No. We literally make it through. You forget about them completely. Problem was, problem gone.
Now, prior to recording, we saw your little man. How many kiddos do you have?
3 kids. 2 boys and a girl.
Do they seem interested in doing any of this?
Yeah, they're definitely too young. They seem interested in that candy in that cabinet, though.
Okay, yeah, that's...
For sure.
So how old are they?
So my oldest, the one you saw, is Dovi. He's 6. My other son is Danny. He's 4. And my girl is Della. She's 2.5.
Oh.
If you noticed, we're all named with D. So
I
I'm David. I'm David. My wife is Dorley. My son is Dovi, Danny, Della, and our last name is Dorfman.
Oh, that's cute. I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you guys all have like the same initial for a middle name as well? Because that would be even more funny.
So all their initials is DD. All of us is DD. All our initials are DD.
That's great. That's me and my husband are JW. He's Justin and I'm Jenny. So we should have done that with our kids. We failed you. I'm sorry.
Right. Maybe in the next round.
Maybe. Yeah, right. No, I'm good. This uterus is closed.
We're good.
I deal with too many pesticides. Right.
Feel you.
Right.
Yeah, see, I have Brandon and then me. So we have a BN and a KN. And then our oldest is also a KN. So, yeah, somebody asked me if, like, before knowing my youngest name, asked me, you know, if it was another BN. And I was like, no, we screwed the pooch on that one. It's Jude. So he's the complete oddball.
Yep, but I like that name.
So did Brandon. That's why he chose it.
Exactly. Yep.
Nice.
Too cute.
So is this all you've done for work? Like, I mean, like the air quality and now the rodent block or rodent stop. I'm sorry. Have you done anything prior to that? Just like working construction or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, so I was in the construction industry for a long, you know, so I'm 48. I'm 48 now. So I've been doing like this for almost 20 years. And then before that, you know, probably maybe 10 years I was doing construction and building homes and doing a bunch of things. So I'm very familiarized with building codes, design, architectural, engineering. So, that's the thing. That's why I was able to, it's one of the things I was able to put this all together, you know? It's like being able to identify things. Like, I know that that vent usually stays open. I know that that thing usually needs to be closed. I know that there is a cavity in that wall because there's a, you know, you could see there's space there. That's where they could be. So all this stuff really helps.
You need that's to awesome. Get into termite work, sir.
Yeah, I've been told that. But, you know, we specialize in one thing.
Yeah,
and yeah, there's a lot of business. There's a lot of business for a lot of things, but maybe.
Just because your skill sets sound like they would be extremely helpful. Like, I went to a termite class, and I had to do a 2-day thing, and there was, like, several guys there that had construction background, and it was just, like, easy peasy to them because they already understand how a house is built. And I'm over here, like, I've lived in one, like, and I can hunt down a rodent or whatever, but like when it came to termites, you really have to, you know. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. How long you guys know? How long do you two know each other?
For a couple of years now.
3 years?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We finally got to meet each other last year.
That was amazing. She flew all the way to Indiana and we got to spend a couple days together. That was so much fun.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Guess you do it again. It's almost that time of the year.
I know. I need to come out to your guys' side of the states because apparently all my friends live out there now.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I can't really see myself going anywhere. I mean, I love the weather here. I'm literally in shorts every single day.
That's awesome.
I'm so jealous.
I love it. I mean, if it's raining, honestly, I don't really like the rain, but I love the rain because it cleans everything and, you know, makes it nice. But I don't like it because, you know, I get wet.
Yeah, fair.
Definitely don't come live on the Oregon coast. You will be soaked. Like 9 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
That's right.
I heard.
So have you lived in L.A. your whole life?
No, I came here at the age of 8. So I've been here for about 40 years.
Okay.
So close enough to your whole life.
If you still love it by now, then right. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I got my first of all, for me, honestly, wherever my family is, that's home for me, you know, but you know, I just love the weather and they love it here and you know, it's great. But if, you know, somebody wants to go somewhere, we all go.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see what happens in a couple of years when they actually start asking for, hey, take me here, take me there.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But their mom is pretty good about booking vacations.
That's awesome. So where do you want to see Rodent Stop go in the future? Like, where do you see the company in 20 years?
Well, good question. I mean, I would love to be in every state.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely need the service. I mean, we get calls from different places all the time now, but unfortunately, we have to turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, hopefully, if we can be in every state, I mean, you know, we're here in this big majority of Southern California, and there's so much work here. Honestly, I have worked here for 20 years. 20 years, easy, you know, because they keep, you know, these rats keep making problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you may set up a trap, and by the time you catch one, 12 are born. Take that on a big scale times 1 million houses for say, that's a lot. That's a lot of new births.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a very slow process. It's just a slow process. And the slowness and delays are just making the problem worse everywhere.
Uh-huh.
This system does not work. The trapping and the, you know, like I feel like you really should address everything and get rid of it. Get rid of the problem. Because you get damages, you get just so many things.
Uh-huh. So what is a typical service like for you? Like, what's the steps you take?
So, like I said, our treatments are all done the same.
Uh-huh.
So our first step is we'll go out, we'll do a full inspection. And we check the attic, the crawl space, check around the house. We check the inside. We check for activity. And usually in the regular places that they do. And then we'll take some pictures. We'll provide a full report with all the data. And then, like I said, sometimes we'll send it to our AI and sometimes the text will just price it out there. Just depends on the structure. It depends on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, after we supply the estimate is accepted. We schedule a date to come out. And then that's when we start the treatment. And then, you know, it's everything. It's the proofing, it's the cleaning. It's just everything that pretty much happens there. And it's usually done in one day, depending on the square foot, which we find out. As part of the inspection, we already know how many guys to send and all that to be able to complete a job in one day. That's why all the information is important. All the details are important. Everything is done in one day. If it's like a cleaning, like if we clean out a complete attic or complete crawl space that's saturated with droppings and urine and all that, if we do that, sometimes maybe 2 days. But usually we do everything in one day because our treatment, you know, we do it in one day to be able to let's say, give them a chance to, let's say, maybe leave during the day or whatnot. And then, you know, once the sun goes down, they can't get back in. And then, you know, there's no scent there. So there's no reason for them to be aggressive, mess up the screens, get back in, none of that. So it's like,
now, when you're cleaning, like, the attic and stuff, and you have to take out the insulation because it's saturated and everything, do you put new insulation back in, or do you have, like, an insulation guy that comes and does it?
So we can do it, but in most cases, we have a company that we do it, or we just tell the customer, you know, who they were comfortable working with, let them come do the insulation.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen, in most cases, I'm there's only so much I can do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's only so
definitely.
Many licenses I could hold, but you know, doing it again is not a problem. People could even go to Home Depot and do it themselves. Everything is clean now.
True.
You know? Everything is clean now. You don't even need to wear a mask. You don't need to wear overalls. Everything is clean. Just put it in.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
So I know you said, you know, your techs will go and do, you know, like the inspection and stuff. How many techs do you have working for you now?
The ones that do inspections, I would say maybe eight. Wow. Maybe eight of them that do inspections. Yeah. Yeah, give or take.
So do you have, like, inspection guys and then, like, your grunt workers? Or do you have some that
yes,
are
exactly.
intermingled?
Yeah, exactly. So I have my inspectors who also, you know, drive and take the guys here, there. And then I also have my guys who actually perform the job. Then we have people in the office that take the calls, people who schedule appointments, people who, like, it's a big operation because, you know, we've been doing this for so long. We have a lot of clients and it's just a big operation, you know.
That's
so
awesome.
Many, so many different hands and a lot of things happening.
Now, do you still go out and do, like, inspections or, like, the actual work of
well,
the
once
job?
Once in a while, here and there, me and my dad go out to some, like, big projects, commercial stuff. Sometimes we'll just drive by, check the jobs. But, yeah, overall, you know, we're always involved in everything.
Yeah. That's how long awesome. Does it, yeah. like... How long does it take to, like, train your inspector techs? Because I'm, you know, they got to have, like, to that know-how of exactly what you're wanting to find. So how long does it typically take to train one of them up to your standard?
I mean, they'll probably train, I think, for... So if we're training a driver who does a lot of other things, it's one training. If we train someone who's doing this, this, and that, it's one training. But usually, I think like a month minimum.
So, yeah, that's not too bad.
Well, it's not too bad. I mean, you know, there's, you know, you have your inspectors, the licensed one that go and, you know, they have to do the test and all that. They can't even give an estimate, you know?
Yeah. Now, what kind of licensing do you have to hold since it's not pesticide or rodenticide? Is it just like construction and contractor?
We're still holding a branch 2 license. Yeah, we're just doing IPM treatments.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
What's a branch 2 license? Every state is different. So is that like a pesticide license?
It's like rodents and it's like a branch 2. And it's basically, so I think termites is a branch 3.
Okay.
So for rodents and some other stuff, it's.
Yeah, just like general pest. Okay.
It's branch 2 license. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, every state is so different. Like in Ohio, it's a core or, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
what do you call it in Oregon?
We have, like, I'm a commercial applicator, which means I can, you know, apply pesticides, apply rodenticides. I can't deal with wood destroying. I can't deal with, like, fumigations and stuff, like, you know, aerial. Obviously, I'm not flying a plane anywhere. Yeah, it's just your general pest with your general pesticide.
Yeah.
Like, Brandon can do structural. He has his structural license. But I know, like, some states have, like, 7A, 7B, stuff like that. And I'm going, what is
that's
this?
That's what I am now. Right. It's like, why is every state got to be so different?
Right. Can't they just all be, like, just need to make one general, like, everybody is using this now so we can all understand. Because if somebody tells me, oh, I have my 7A license, I'm going, what does that mean to me?
What
I have no idea.
Right. I don't. Right. Yep.
I have my driver license.
Right. That's the only thing that is uniform. Yeah. And California itself is very special because they've got different restrictions and stuff. So,
yeah,
it's always neat to talk to somebody from California.
Thank you. Yeah, now I think they just lowered a lot of the pesticide use. They decreased a lot of it. So, you know, a lot of people who are used to using that stuff are not going to be able to. Yeah. And honestly, I don't know what they use it for. No, it's not good. Not good.
Yep. So I definitely agree. I definitely love IPM. I think IPM is amazing.
Yeah.
But I definitely could not tackle cockroaches with just sanitation. There's no way.
No, of course. Listen, you do what you can, you know, but like the more IPM you do, you know, the better for the environment, the better for everyone. Yes,
absolutely. Yep.
Listen, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way.
Yeah, sanitation is a big part in all of it, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's very important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the other very big important part is listen, the person actually helping.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, that spray that my dad invented, it's organic. It's got, you know, like different herbs and stuff in it. And again, it's not even a top secret because, like I said, you can't just spray that. You have to do all five steps. That's why I can give that really nice warranty, you know. And, you know, we'll even spray that in some of the walls, interior walls. So not just in the attic or the crawl space or anywhere they've been, but also in the walls. Like, to minimize damage, we'll insert make a little hole, and we have a small thingy, and it'll spray the walls. Like, usually it's like the four outer walls from the interior.
Right.
You know, usually some of the walls next to the furnace. Like, it's just very common, same behavior stuff. So we'll spray in the walls. And again, we want to make sure, and I'm sorry to say it this way, but we want to make sure that nobody calls us.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you don't call me. You have a problem? Of course call me, but I want to make sure that you don't call me, that you don't have a problem, because that's the point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. The first time, the better. Absolutely.
Yeah,
we found out with that place where we've killed like the 72 mice. Like I said, the lady got evicted, so she had like a whole cabinet full of essential oils of like everything you could imagine. So the mice are all hanging out in the garage that's full of household garbage. But I can't remember. I think like one of them was like peppermint or wintergreen or something. And so my husband took it and threw it against the ground. So the smell came and they went insane. They were like running to him. So we're like, oh, we disrupted their smell. So it worked pretty well.
There we go. Yep.
Wow. Interesting.
That is wild. Candace, do you happen to have your Tony Spangler tumbler with you?
I do.
We always have to show off our drinks. Actually, I stole this one from my boss because I got it for him. It says Boss Man Bill, and it has a picture of him and his late Sadie doggie on it. But these are stainless steel tumblers. Keep your drinks hot. And, well, your hot drink's hot and your cold drink's cold. How much do you love them, Candace?
These are the absolute best. I use this one or one of my other ones every day for either a hot drink or a cold drink. Since it's getting colder outside, it's usually coffee in the morning. But you got a nice rubber bottom on there. Keep your drink from scooching over and spilling. And they come with nice lid, stainless steel straw, and you get these from spanglerart.com, where you can have them already pre-made. He has a whole bunch already done. You can just order one of those. You can have him make you a special one, as like this one. It's the Pestrogen Podcast.
Hey, there's me.
Yeah. So it's like, right there. Bam. And me. And our cute little mouse. Oh, wait.
Where's
okay,
the
there
mouse? We go. Whatever. There it is. Yeah.
But at spanglerart.com. Go get you one.
Yes. And the Spangler household is a huge supporter of the pest industry as well. So you are supporting one of our own when you purchase.
Yes.
A Tony Spangler tumbler. Yes. But Yes, we had to give it.
Did you see that he's going to start offering cup or mugs?
Yes. God, I need one.
And that's what I told him.
Yeah, because especially during the podcast, I'm usually drinking from a mug. Mm-hmm. I use the tumblers are perfect for work. They really are. Yes. Because you're in the truck and they're like indestructible. So
they really are.
Yeah. But when we record the podcast, because I'm in all the way over here and 3 hours later than you, I'm always drinking in a mug by then. But yes, we're going to have to hook him up with a Tony Spangler tumbler, or you'll have to hit up his website. Definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes. It's amazing. See,
is there anything else you wanted to add, David, about your company?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I wish we could, you know, service more bigger areas, but for now it's just Southern California.
Right. That makes sense. Yep. And
there's not many bigger areas than Southern California.
I was about to say that's a pretty big area.
Yeah, it's really big, I know.
Yeah.
I mean it's got, I don't know how many counties. I mean, we cover 5 counties out of, I don't know. Not even sure how many counties are down here.
Right. Wow.
But we cover a pretty big area. Riverside County, LA County, Ventura County, Orange County, and San Bernardino County.
How far do you drive to your, like, furthest job from
your service area? So we do an 80-mile radius from our headquarters in Van Nuys.
Okay.
Which is also LA County. But, yeah, we cover about an 80-mile radius. You know, sometimes we'll get calls for 90. It depends. You know, it's just because we do follow-up inspections and do all that, like everything, it's more comfortable when everything is en route, you know?
Right.
You know, you're dealing with traffic. You're dealing with a bunch of delays. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to make appointments. I mean, we visit about 50 homes a day.
Jeez.
You know, so. Wow.
I don't even visit 50 homes a day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't visit, but I'm saying between all the drivers, we visit 50 homes a day, you know?
Oh, well, so yeah. We
got to be en route. We got to make sure everything.
Yeah.
So, Candace, next week, we decided to bring on your hubby, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Woo! He's going to have a blast because, well, he's Brandon.
He's our biggest fan.
Totally.
He better be, but yes. Awesome. Okay, well, next week we will have a Brandon Nordquist. Thank you so much, David, for coming and joining us. It's been fun learning about you and your business. It's been amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and good luck to us all, and God bless.
So thank you for listening to another episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. On behalf of myself and Jenny and our awesome guest, David, go out and kick some ass.